I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Toronto After Dark Film Festival has showcased a wide range of local and international horror, sci-fi, and cult films since 2006. After the decision to postpone the fall 2020 event due to COVID-19, the festival is back for 2021, using a hybrid approach of both in-person and digital streaming for the first time. Today, founder and festival director Adam Lopez discusses the brief history of Toronto After Dark, how the organization navigated through the pandemic, and the return of theatergoers this October.
Yeah, hi, my name's Adam Lopez. I'm the founder and festival director of Toronto After Dark Film Festival. We're planning to do a hybrid film festival, so a few select screenings at Scotiabank Cinema, which is where we've run historically. But most of the festival, interestingly enough, will be available for streaming, sort of on demand at home. So that's a new model that we're looking at, which other festivals have deployed during the pandemic era. So that's a new one for us.
He discusses the origins of Toronto After Dark and how the idea developed during his childhood and when he moved to Toronto from Britain.
It was just one of those sort of childhood kind of dreams of mine to run a horror, sci-fi, action, cult film event. I ran a little club when I was at high school. And, you know, we would play these films kind of during lunch, like Aliens and Star Wars and Blade Runner. And it was just a lot of fun to kind of share that with my fellow students. And then when I was working in advertising years later, I thought, I'm not really enjoying this job. And maybe there's a way of going back to my childhood. And I discovered there was this whole other world of things called film festivals. I had never really been to one in England. And Toronto is a bit of a hotbed, but there wasn't really one that just catered to my kind of films. So there's kind of dark, cool, thrilling, escapist films. And I started asking around, and there was a bunch of other people working at different places. Some of them were volunteers, some of them were staff at other events. So let's do this. And that was in 2006. We got a whole posse together and we launched, and that was at the old Bloor Cinema. And we were able to get, in our first year, already over 3,000 people came out. And now we're getting, 15 years later, over 10,000 people coming typically to our event every year. So it's really sort of blown up, become a lot of fun. We have Zombie Night, which is one of our most popular nights. And, it's just a real fun escapist event for a lot of fans. I think Toronto, for me, and it's one of the reasons I actually moved here 20 years ago from the UK, I've always felt this was a very diverse an open-minded city, even more so than Britain. And when I came here, I certainly felt that way. The different subcultures that we see here, very active ethnic communities, film festivals even that cater to those communities, the Italian Film Festival, the Real Asian Film Festival, many, many others that cover the different demographics and lifestyles here. We wanted to incorporate a festival that would allow us to look at all those different cultures and bring the world to Toronto. And what's been great is our filmgoers are quite happy to watch a Japanese vampire film or a German zombie film. We have films from, I say, all over the planet. And it's really great to see our community is very, very open and receptive to different cultures. And it's one of the reasons I think it's great to have a film festival of ours in the city.
The festival showcases full features and short films, ensuring there's a variety of Canadian and international projects.
So we are an international film festival, and what that means is we are looking at genre films. So these are, horror, sci-fi, action, fantasy films from around the world. And we like to program a mixture of feature films and shorts, so you get a bit of a two-in-one. Typically at Toronto After Dark, you get a short film that plays in front of every feature film, and that creates, I think, a little sort of extra excitement. We also like to look at films that are locally produced. So we do a nice mix, I would say, of Canadian content and feature films from around the world. A lot of the shorts that play at our festival, and especially the ones that play in front of the features, are Canadian only. So that gives our, local up-and-coming filmmakers a chance to sort of establish themselves and get that reputation out there.
Adam describes how in early 2020, the organization was hopeful the festival could still be in person. But as COVID-19 positive cases went up and a vaccine was required, they realized the festival had to be postponed.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think COVID was one of those things that we had a staff meeting, I remember, about, I think it was the very end of February. And we kept, you know, we knew COVID was out there, but we kept feeling that no matter what happens, somehow the worst will come and hit us and be gone by summer. So we had a staff meeting in person, I think it was end of February of last year, and we were really hopeful. Then the lockdowns happened, obviously, in March. And again, I think we were all kind of cautiously hopeful that, okay, well, summer will come. This is one of the things that will come and go and die on its own. Then it became clear over the summer that we would need a vaccine. So it was definitely a real blow to us when we realized that the vaccines wouldn't be ready in time, that there was another wave coming in the fall. And our festival and all of my programmers, I took a poll of them, we really wanted an in-person event. I think we live and breathe that excitement when you have filmmakers on stage and you introduce a film with them there. And, you know, it's a premiere and it's the first time and it's a nice big packed theater downtown Toronto. And that's really what we wanted. And then when we realized that that dream was going up in smoke, I think internally we didn't want to go the online route. I think we're very much a champion of in-person experiences. So we made the decision, a painful one, not to go ahead with the festival last year. And assuming, of course, that everything would be normal a year later. And here we are as we get ready for fall 2021, a year and a half into the pandemic. And I think it's still very frustrating for a lot of us that we are dealing with a situation where the pandemic has still disrupted lifestyles a year and a half in. So for this fall, you know, we are looking at returning, but in a what I would call a hybrid model. There will be some in-person screenings, but a lot of our screenings are actually going to be online for the first time. And that way, I think a year and a half in, we can give our fans the best of both worlds. If you want to stay home, that's totally your prerogative, and we will have a festival for you. And if you are willing to come downtown, we'll have the excitement that you know and love Toronto after dark.
As the curation process for final selections continue this summer, he said audiences should expect to see another level of creativity and innovation from filmmakers who shot during the pandemic.
For sure. I think it's been a challenge for us as a small grassroots-led festival. You know, we have a small team that, you know, basically work out of basements and coffee shops. And so in a way, we were set up for the pandemic because we don't really have a sort of large downtown office or anything like that. We are very much a sort of virtual staffed event. But I think our hearts were always in the big theatrical presentation. So, you know, punching above our weight. You know, we're not funded by any large government organization. We are basically a fan event. So, you know, this year it's been a challenge. You know, we have had to interview our sister festivals, you know, and they've been very grateful in giving us lots of great advice. The Real Asian, Toronto Jewish, Hot Docs have given us some, amongst a few, have given us, you know, some great tips on how to do this. It's still going to be a challenge. You know, how do we take the big screen experience and put it online? You know, we're learning, for example, that some fans may want to have films available at all hours of the festival. You know, we may have to offer screening outside of regular time slots that we would normally do. Like if people want to tune in at 4 a.m. and watch a film, we need to have a film that's on demand ready for them. So I think, you know, adjusting our model to that, learning that that's acceptable, talking with filmmakers and getting them over their hurdles. You know, some filmmakers are very reluctant about putting their films online. So, you know, finding streaming platforms that can encrypt our films at a high level of safety and comfort for all of us is, again, being an issue. But I think we will have a model that will be available, accessible, affordable. So, you know, we're feeling good about it, you know, with 2 months to go. The good news, I think, for our fans and anyone that has been with us for almost 15-year journey is we, you know, there was a worry, I'll be honest, that when the pandemic hit, that the filmmaking scene would just completely shut down. And also that particularly independent filmmakers, because let's be honest, we're not necessarily programming, you know, Marvel Studios type production level films, you know, that can afford millions of dollars in health and safety added measures on their sets. You know, we are looking typically at independent filmmakers around the world. So they're really great storytelling and great fun. And the special effects are really, you know, awesome for what budget they can work with. But I was really worried, quite frankly, that, you know, how can you shoot a sci-fi or horror or an action film on a budget in the middle of a pandemic? The good news is we were able to, you know, find filmmakers that have done that. So I can't reveal at this point, you know, our winning selections. We are still through that process. That will end at the end of September. But what I can tell you is what we have seen so far is really encouraging. There is innovation going on. Filmmakers have clearly found ways of shooting during the pandemic. So it still is fantastic storytelling and entertaining, even though they may not have been able to have had like the giant crews or giant cast or, you know, locations that they maybe have originally wanted. You know, they've been able to be very resourceful. So I think you're going to have a lot of entertaining, innovative storytelling once again from around the world.
While the festival will not be able to have its traditional full capacity screenings, he said audiences will still have a great time, either from the comforts of their homes or if they decide to come downtown.
I mean, what I would say is that it may not be the Toronto After Dark, 500 people screaming and shouting and cheering in a packed movie theater that some fans have come to know from us. But I do still feel we'll have a great experience. We'll make it fun. We'll have filmmakers involved in the online component. And, you know, our downtown theatrical component will still be a lot of fun, too, even if we may not be able to have, you know, full capacity venues. I still think it'll be a lot of fun to take part in this year's event. And we're looking forward to 2022 as well, of course, when, you know, we hope things fully return to normal. But it is our 15th year this year, and I think we'll have a lot of fun with fans. And from the comfort of your couch, you'll get a good experience. And if you're coming downtown, I think you'll get a great one, too. So it's a new world for us all, but I think it's still a very entertaining Toronto After Dark. So we're looking forward to fans seeing a lot of great films After Dark with us again this October.
The 15th annual Toronto After Dark Film Festival is scheduled for October 14th to the 17th. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.